Welcome to Storytime with Muskingum County Library System. My name is Miss Trudy, and we will be reading The Berenstain Bears and the Messy Room by Stan and Jan Berenstain. This story is about a brother and a sister and a family with a big problem. Before we get started, I would like to invite all of our friends, tall and small, to join us for the story. We love when parents and caregivers participate with their children. Your child will learn better and be more attentive with you there as a role model. Story time is a special time to spend with your child. Both of you are learning together, having fun, and bonding. When you read together at home, be sure to ask your child questions before, during, and after. This is a proven strategy for building comprehension. Before we begin our story, let's think for a moment about your room where you sleep and play. Perhaps you have a room all to yourself. Maybe you share this space with a brother or sister. Is it tidy with everything put away? Or is it messy with toys and clothes scattered everywhere? While you're thinking about that, let's listen for a few minutes and find out what is happening at the Bear's treehouse today. From the outside, the Bear's treehouse, which stood beside a sunny dirt road deep in bear country, looked very neat and well-kept. The flower beds sparkled with red, yellow, and blue tulips. The woodwork was freshly painted and in good repair. The grass was cut and the vegetable patch was properly weeded. Even the bird's nest that perched on one of the treehouse branches was well-trimmed. The inside of the Bear's treehouse was neat and clean, too. The pictures were straight. The piano was dusted. The kitchen was spick and span. Even the basement was neat and clean. And if you think it's easy to keep a treehouse basement neat and clean, well, you've never tried to do it. Yes, the Bear's treehouse was a lesson in neatness and cleanliness. Except for one place, Brother Bear and Sister Bear's room. It was a mess. A dust-catching, wall-to-wall, helter-skelter mess. A half-done jigsaw puzzle gathered dust in one corner of the room. A group of Brother's dinosaur models collected cobwebs in another. Sister's stuffed animals were everywhere. As for the cub's big storage closet, well, just be careful how you open it. It wasn't that brother and sister were naturally messy. They tried to keep their room straight. They made their beds. Most of the time. And they swept and picked up. Once in a while. The trouble was that when cleanup time came, they spent more time arguing than cleaning. How am I supposed to sweep with your dumb dinosaur toys all over the floor? Argued Sister.
They're not toys, they're models, and don't move them. I'm working on a setup of the Pleistocene Age, Brother protested.
Pleistocene, Schmeistocene, shouted Sister.
Not only was Brother and Sister's room a mess, but Brother and Sister were getting to be a mess too. Always arguing about cleanup chores instead of sharing the job and working as a team. What usually happened was that while the cubs argued about whose turn it was to do what, Mama took the broom and did the sweeping herself. And she often did the picking up too. That was the worst part, the picking up and the putting away. Well, the mess just seemed to build up and build up until one day. Maybe it was because Mama's back was a little stiff. Or maybe it was stepping on Brother's airplane cement. Or maybe she was just fed up with that messy room. But whatever it was, Mama Bear lost her temper. She stormed into the cub's room with a big box.
The first thing we have to do is get rid of all this junk, she said.
Junk, said brother and sister, watching in horror as Mama began to throw things into the box.
My teddy isn't junk, screamed sister.
My bird's nest collection isn't junk,
yelled brother at the top of his lungs. The screaming and yelling got so loud that it reached Papa, who was in his workshop putting the finishing touches on a batch of chairs that had been ordered by one of his customers. He couldn't imagine what was wrong. He hurried up the stairs and looked into the messy, noisy room. It didn't take a deep thinker to figure out what was going on. Papa got Mama's and the cubs' attention and called a family meeting right then and there.
Quiet! Now the mess has really built up in this room, he said. In fact, it's the worst case of messy buildup I've ever seen. And it isn't fair, he continued. It isn't fair to your mama and me, because we have a lot of other things to take care of. And it isn't fair to you, because you really can't have fun or relax in a room that's such a terrible mess.
But Mama's putting all my things into that box, even my teddy, said sister.
And my things too, cried brother.
Then Papa got an idea.
A box, yes, he said. Better yet, a lot of different kinds of boxes. A big toy box for your large toys. I can make one for you in my shop. And some smaller boxes for your collections and models.
And how about one of those boards with holes and pegs to hang things on? Asked sister.
A pegboard, said Papa. Great idea. All this room needs is a little organization.
A little organization and a few rules, added Mama.
Rules about more sweeping and less arguing and not leaving things to gather dust and cobwebs. Papa set to work making a fine big toy box and a large pegboard. While the cubs and Mama sorted out toys, books, games, and puzzles and put them into boxes that fit neatly into the closet. Every box was clearly labeled. Some of the cubs' things did end up in Mama's big throwaway box. Not sister's teddy, of course, but some of brother's bird's nest, the crumbling, falling apart ones. It was a very big job cleaning up all that messy buildup, but after a lot of straightening up and putting away, the job was finally finished.
Wow, said brother, that was quite a job, but it was worth it.
It looks like a whole new room, said sister.
The cubs were right. And Papa had been right, too. It was so much more enjoyable to live in a neat, clean, well-organized room, and so much more relaxing. It wasn't as exciting to open the big storage closet now, but it was much more practical and a lot more fun. The end. I hope you've enjoyed our story this evening and that it inspires you to work together as a team with your own family, like the Bear family did to solve this very messy problem. Do you remember what each one did? Let's think for a moment. What did Papa do? That's right. He built a toy box and made a pegboard to hang things on. What about Mama and the cubs? Yes, they sorted games, puzzles, and other things into boxes so they could be stored away in the big closet in brother and sister's room. Do you remember what finally ended up in that big box that Mama brought into the room early in our story? You are right. The crumbling, falling apart bird's nest. And did you notice that at that point, the cubs didn't mind at all? Perhaps your family can work together like this. Whether the mess is in your home, your yard, or your neighborhood, you can help make a difference no matter how old you are. Don't know where to start? Ask a grown-up. They will be glad you did. If you like the Berenstain Bears, there are many books about this fun family that you can read or listen to on Libby and Hoopla. Check them out on the MCLS website. Thank you for joining us for story time. Please be sure to join us here on WHIZ Radio Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. for a new story. We hope to see you in person again soon. Bye for now.